As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 National Design Awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Do you like to fish, ski, hike, or work in your garden? The taste of fresh fruits and vegetables have an edge over store-bought food. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. 88-year-old Z Nakamura, who lives in Okinawa, daily enjoys fishing for his family's meals and skin diving, which he says is his life's work. That area of the world has fewer heart attacks and almost no breast cancer. They wake up each morning with a sense of purpose and something they want to accomplish that day. Why not learn from healthy seniors and set a course for your day to improve your health life? Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 30th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Three Paso Robles High School students selected for American Legion State Program. Caltrans District 5 honors fallen highway workers in memorial ceremony. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Three Paso Robles High School girls have been selected as representatives to the annual California Girl State program this June in Riverside. The California Girl State is a week-long leadership civic engagement program, providing students with hands-on experience in government. Paz Robles Unit 50 American Legion Auxiliary has named its 2026 representative for the program. Julia Cox has been selected, and Lilia Colgrove and Mia Angel have been named as alternates. Julia will attend this year's session from June 22nd through June 27th at the University of California, Riverside. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District congratulates the three girls on this outstanding achievement and commends the Paso Robles Unit 50 American Legion Auxiliary for its continued investment in developing future leaders. A collision involving a motorcycle occurred yesterday afternoon northeast of San Miguel. CHP says they received reports at about 4:23 p.m. of a cyclist who hit a fence after hitting a patch of gravel on the roadway, causing them to lose control of their motorcycle and suffering from major injuries. The crash occurred on the 6,000 block of Hog Canyon Road, close to where a vegetation fire was also burning. The fire burned through about 3 acres that afternoon, threatening multiple structures in the immediate area. Caltrans District 5 honors local fallen highway workers in memorial ceremony. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. Caltrans District 5 held its 36th annual Workers' Memorial Ceremony yesterday morning on the front lawn of the district office at 50 Higuera Street, San Luis Obispo. Since 1921, 195 Caltrans employees have been killed on the job, including 8 in District 5, according to Caltrans. Yesterday was a day meant to honor and pay tribute to the members of families who were killed while serving the people of California. The Fallen Workers Memorial is also a chance to ask the traveling public to adjust their driving habits so as to continue to see our crews as real people who need to get home to their families. One of the biggest hazards for workers is motorists who do not exercise caution while driving through work zones. The 8 workers honored were Michael Feliciano, Manuel Leon, Thomas Sanders, Donna Paderak, Harvey Huss, Kyle Truesdale, Albert Castro, and Norman Hamilton. The Parkfield Bluegrass Festival will be returning once again, May 7th through May 10th. The festivity combines the natural beauty of Parkfield with the sounds of bluegrass music all throughout the weekend. Here's one of the festival's board members, Dave Swartz, with some information on this year's lineup. The festival this year will feature plenty of new talent, but some old and familiar faces are returning as well.
The newest of those bands is a band based in Los Angeles called Water Tower. Water Tower has an immense following. They have combined not only bluegrass, but it has elements of punk rock in what they do. The other two returning bands, the Slow County Stumblers, will be performing again, as will Amber Cross. Both of those bands are pretty much staples of the festival and perform every year unless there's some reason where they can't.
More information on the full lineup is also available on the festival's webpage. Also common in the Bluegrass Festival is the music found outside the main stage and in the campground itself.
The thing that's fairly unique about bluegrass is many of the attendees to the festival also play an instrument and perform bluegrass songs. So many of the people stay in camp or are in camp when the stage isn't running, playing music until the wee hours of the morning. It frequently will go till past 4 a.m. Some will even stay up all night.
Tickets for this year's Bluegrass Festival can be purchased at parkfieldbluegrass.org. The next Coffee with the City event will be held this morning at 7:30 a.m. in Paso Robles in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. The event is an informal and informational community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues, projects, and topics city staff are working on. The session is expected to last about an hour. This month's topic will be the upcoming city budget for fiscal years 2026 to 2028. The county sheriff's office served a search warrant at a home in the 2200 block of Beach Street in Oceano. The warrant was related to an ongoing investigation into the possession and distribution of child sexual abuse material, or CSAM. The suspect was identified as 25-year-old Joshua Castilleja of Oceano, arrested for charges related to the possession and distribution of CSAM. Anyone with information can also contact the Sheriff's Office Detective Division at 805-781-4500. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Royals 5-2, the White Sox over the Angels 3-2, the Marlins beat the Dodgers 3-2, the Cubs over the Padres 5-4, the Rangers shut out the Yankees 3-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies in a doubleheader. The Athletics will go against the Royals. In the NBA playoffs, the Rockets beat the Lakers 99-93 in Game 5 yesterday. Game 6 is tomorrow. In California news, prosecutors have released more information Wednesday in the alleged murder of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez by singer David. Prosecutors say that David began sexually abusing her when she was 13 and he was 18. He killed her when she threatened to reveal their inappropriate relationship and ruin his music career. They say he used two chainsaws to cut apart her body in an inflatable pool in his garage after murdering her. Gas prices in California have now risen to an average over $6 a gallon. The national average was recorded to be $4.30 on Thursday. Prices seemed to ease in early April due to alleged peace talks and ceasefires within the U.S. and Iran. But the continued conflicts have caused prices to steadily increase. On Wednesday, the California High-Speed Rail Authority delayed a vote on the project's proposed business plan as state lawmakers and officials warned the plan lacks transparency, key cost information, and violates state law. The 2026 draft business plan claims that the Bakersfield to Merced line will cost $36 billion, and the Los Angeles to San Francisco line could cost between $126 billion and $231 billion. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. Cave here, all news time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Iowa State University agricultural economist Chad Hart talks about some of the premiums that are going on in the commodities markets.
It's not that we can count on it over time, but I will say it this way. The longer the conflict goes on and the more we see, let's call it, the bottleneck within energy, that means we know that those energy costs are going to stay higher for longer and longer, which lends some credence to, yeah, we can bank on a little bit of this. The other thing I'll say, though, is that when we look at, you know, putting this war premium on at basically the same time we're putting some weather premium on, so we're getting reinforcing shots from two different factors.
Hart adds some insight on the fundamentals of the markets when it comes to supply on both global and domestic levels.
I think we're used to thinking of us like in the corn market, where we are the dominant market. When you think about global supplies of corn, we are basically the biggest producer, but we're pretty much the biggest user as well. And so therefore, whatever's really happening in our market sort of chains its way through the rest of the global corn market. Flip that on its head when you're talking about wheat, and I would argue we're making that change in soybeans as well, where we're not the dominant market. We're a big player, but we're by no means the biggest player. And that means that global conditions outside the U.S. can have a much larger influence on our market here.
Iowa State University's Chad Hart.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops Podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights, Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening May 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
VRE number 021-99910.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife's new director, Megan Hurdle, assumed her post in February. Before joining the department, she worked as the Deputy Secretary of Biodiversity and Habitat at the State Natural Resources Agency. Hurdle spoke with AgAlert about her priorities at CDFW, the role California's agricultural community plays in conservation, and her approach to addressing challenges related to the return of gray wolves in the state. We're seeing a lot more people coming into contact with wild animals, and people that work in agriculture often have a lot more of that than people who live in cities do, Hurdle said. I've got a long-standing respect for those people who dedicate their lives to both growing food and also managing our landscapes. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, GlaLawNews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday. Low 70s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, low 70s on Tuesday, upper 70s on Wednesday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied in early trading. There's news suggesting the economy is holding up. Also, earnings are in from tech and other companies. The gross domestic product expanded at a 2% pace in the first quarter, just under the forecast. That quarter included the first month of the Iran conflict. The PCE price index inflation reading rose 3.5% in the year ending in March, reflecting higher energy prices. Excluding food and energy, the increase was 3.2%. Alphabet, Amazon, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft all reported upbeat earnings. Alphabet shares up 6%, Amazon up 2%. Investors are cautious about Meta and Microsoft's AI spending. Meta shares are down 8%, and Microsoft shares are down 2%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, go to my boat, snakes in my case, bear in my hair.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. El Camino Real Atascadero, they are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, sound off this afternoon. Karen will be on 12:30 till 2. It's some legal stuff. Legal stuff. All right, see here on the text. This is regarding EV bikes. Let's talk about the tweakers that are riding the electric bikes. Yeah, I guess you can kind of just judge a book by its the bicycle he rides. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, about roads. We just came back from a trip to Idaho, and one town had tore up the whole road through Highway 93, right through the town, and taken the, you know, the first or second layer off or whatever. It was smoother, tore up, than most roads here in Paso Robles. And then, coming into California, as soon as the Google lady said, "Welcome to California," the roads went to H-E double hockey sticks. I mean, it was so funny. I thought about you.
Well,
oh my goodness.
Well, a couple of things I'm laughing at is when you said your trip to Idaho, and our trivia question was just about Mr. Potato Head.
No.
Famous potatoes, right? Idaho.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Well, yeah. At least here in darn near paradise, they're working on the roads.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So, you know, another, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years, they'll all be nice, and then they'll have to start over.
Yeah, right.
Well, it is constant maintenance. I mean, we all know that. It's just that now with the, you know, the extension or whatever with that tax, what, year and a half, 2 years ago, that they have been working on some. And, you know, one of the things I never understand or don't understand, and is they do a road, and then there'll be a section that isn't done. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
Okay, so look at Creston Road. You know, they did all that from going up to almost, what's that? Not Union. Come on, what is it?
Golden? No.
Yeah, Golden Hill. Well, no, not Golden Hill. What's the I go that way every day. What's that street? Rolling Hills. Okay, they did that, and then from Rolling Hills, almost all the way to Food for Less. It's like you're on a course of nothing but rocks and so forth. You need a four-wheel drive on it.
Right.
They did Golden Hill, which was nice. That's great, but you know, it's takes time. Oh, I think one of the reasons is it probably is the reason, now that I think of it, because they're going to be putting in that roundabout there at Rolling Hill. So why redo it if they're going to go back in and have to tear part of it up?
They're going to do a roundabout near Planet Fitness there?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, I wondered why they were doing all that work on Golden Hill, because I didn't think it was that bad. I don't get up there much anymore, but...
No, it was... Think. Yeah, it was bad, particularly going... If you were coming off Rolling Hill and making that left, that section in there was pretty bumpy.
Mm.
It was pretty bumpy, but, you know, again, they're gradually working on it. Well, not yet, but, you know, other areas.
Well, that Highway 41... was really nice coming into Shellam there.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's still, it's two-way on the west, they're using the westbound, the westbound lanes for both of them now, so it's two-way traffic there while they're finishing up the eastbound. But, boy, that was smooth
coming back. Yeah, I mean, I won't go out that far, but I'll probably be able to witness some of it because I haven't been out because I'll be going to the Bluegrass Festival. So we'll be going out in Parkfield. So see what it looks. See how the traffic is. How it flows.
Yeah, well, it was nice yesterday coming back.
That's good.
All right,
sir. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Bye bye. Also on the text. Speaking of the ever popular Mr. Potato Head, let's see here. It just says Mr. Potato. That was the headline, and that is it. All right, so anyway, with EV bikes, the folks in California will probably be doing something to combat the issues with these modified, and my guess is that they'll probably end up, you're going to have to register them. Chris, you don't have to register yours now, right?
Not that I know of. Then again, it's mostly just been sitting in storage. I don't use it. It's been years since I've used it. That's why.
Oh, okay. I don't want you getting in trouble.
I know that some classifications need to be registered now under California law, but I don't know which ones.
Well, before you get back on it, you might want to check. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. Ditto on that last caller on the roads going to Idaho. I did the same trip, and once you leave California, the roads are remarkably improved. And getting back to the roads here locally, I don't know what repairs are scheduled, but I looked on the city website, and Vine Street has not been scheduled in the near future. And yet when I walk out in front of my house, I look down at dirt. The base layer is broken up like pizzas or a mosaic, and you can pick up dirt right in the middle of Vine Street. I see big 18-wheelers come down there. I see these rock haulers, tandem rock haulers going down the street. And the speed limit is now 25, and yet I sit there with my stopwatch and time these people going by. The walk is 6 seconds, which calculates the 40 miles an hour, and yet nothing happens.
Well, I know that the police have been spending time on Spring Street. I don't know if it's the time of the day or, you know, whatever, but I know I think the worst part of Vine Street is down towards this end.
I don't know, but yeah, I don't think there's a good spot, to tell you the truth. And the cross streets between Vine and Spring Street are like off-road. You need good shock absorbers to make that trip.
I think then they just did part of, 17th and then also, 12th?
I think the 16th is pretty good. Interestingly enough, who has a B&B there, but that's a different story. But I don't know. They've done some of them, but I looked at some of the west side streets are in really bad shape, but they seem to be concentrating on the east side, which is odd because that's the newest section of town.
What, the west side?
The east side is the new, all the new stuff. You know, the newer side of town is east side. The west side streets are awful, and we're so old over here, we have alleys that used to be between all the blocks, and the alleys are essentially dirt roads.
Well, you know, one of the things that Ditas told me, and it makes sense that particularly when you're referring to the west side, is, you know, when they go in there, they sometimes come across issues, and also you have the underground concerns because obviously the west side, what's underground, the pipes or whatever, it's a lot older and in many cases would have to be replaced. So it's not as easy as just going in and, you know, throwing...
You're right.
Making it look nice.
They talked to us at the Rotary about that, and they say that it's either repair or replace.
Right.
And now it's gotten down to replace. Right. I mean, they can't afford it.
Well, again, I don't know if you've heard me mention this before, but I'll go back 15, 20 years. Jim App warned us about that because he said people would come in front of the city council and they would want other things done than the basic infrastructure.
No, I don't disagree. The priorities have been kind of cattywampus.
Well, that's the fault of the citizens.
How so? Isn't the council the one who makes the decision?
Yeah, but you can say that, but when the council is faced with a bunch of people crowing about they want a new bingo center built instead of taking care of the roads, you know, they generally cave, and that has been the case in this town for quite a few years.
Don't disagree.
So again, I blame the people.
Well, yeah, but once again, the people aren't the one who enact the roads legislations and the things, repair bills. You know, I was in Atascadero yesterday, driving up and down Atascadero, and the streets are good in Atascadero, and they have half the tax revenue we have because I don't think anybody really goes to Atascadero for tourism. We have a huge tourism market.
Yeah, but Atascadero has, the main road, I've always thought that El Camino, I like driving El Camino Real, I really do. But because the way Atascadero is built, there's a lot of really bad roads in some of the areas where the houses are.
Yeah, they got a lot of corkscrew roads on both sides of the highway. Yeah, for sure.
They definitely do. So it's they probably have a little bit more difficult challenge than we do.
I suppose, but it seems to be they're managing it more efficiently for some reason. I know they just redid all of El Camino, which to some people dislike and others think it's okay. And it's like this weekend there at the Tamale Festival, where are you going to park? You know.
Well, you know, you probably know how I feel about parking.
Yeah, I understand. And we can beat this to death. So regarding e-bikes, I had one for a while. There are two different kinds of e-bikes. There are the pedal assist, which only give you a boost if you're pedaling, so you can actually get a workout on them. And then there are the push-and-go ones, which are essentially electric motors. You push the button and you go. You can pedal them, but you don't see anybody doing that. Originally, the speed limit was set at 20 miles an hour. They were not supposed to see 20 miles an hour. I don't know what's happening now with all these different things going down the road, but I see so many of them now.
Okay. Do you think they should be licensed?
They're going to have to be soon because, like the previous caller talking about.
Do you think they should be licensed?
Probably. The way people are riding them, they should be.
Well, the question has come up then. All right, so the state says you're going to have to register your e-bike. And meanwhile, we've invested all these billions of dollars into bike lanes. So why shouldn't people on bicycles have to register and pay a fee like cars?
I'm not going to argue that. You know, I have an e-scooter. I used to have an e-bike, but I rode it like 500 miles in 10 years, so I got rid of it. But I have a little scooter to get around on now, and they're actually making regulations for scooters. So if they can regulate scooters, they should regulate bicycles.
Okay. Have you come across issues with people on the e-bikes while you're driving?
No more than the people on regular bikes where they think they own the road.
Well, there are some, yeah.
And you know, I go down, my little scooter will go 25 miles an hour, which is crazy. But I use it around town because there's no parking issues. And yet, when I drive down Spring Street, people fly by me. So maybe that's why they're starting to patrol. I am seeing more red lights on the roads now, pulling people over.
You think 25 on Spring Street is too slow, or is it okay?
I don't know. They got enough signals right there. You can't go much faster. And that was the problem they had for a while here on Vine, is because Vine was 30 miles an hour, so people were selectively going on Vine Street. And they still haven't slowed down. There's a little hill. You come over 3rd Street. You come up, and then over the top of this hill and crest on 3rd. And they get ahead of steam up. And I've been calculating cars going by my front door at 40 miles an hour.
Well, the 25 on Spring Street, particularly from 24th coming this end, is absolutely ridiculous. It's,
I mean, it should be higher.
Yeah, I think it should be at least 30.
Well, but isn't it typical for a residential district to be 25?
I don't know. It was 30 for, or even maybe 35 on this end for years and years and years.
Well, I know they just dropped Aldvine down to 25 now from First Street up to wherever.
Yeah.
It has been 30 until just the last month, I think.
Now, I'm not saying that I would agree with it being 25 from 24th Street going down to 1st Street, but certainly from 24th going north, because there's no lights there, and it's wider.
Yeah, sometimes I take that way up to the freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And except for the area right 32nd and where they put in those, you know, stores and so forth, and they put the parallel, not the parallel, the angle parking, which that made that section there a little tighter.
Narrower.
Yeah, and the other thing is, because of the way it's set up, when you try to make a right out of 32nd Street going on to Spring Street, because of the way it's set up, it's hard to see traffic coming from the north.
Well, that's the trouble most anywhere, because cars park right next to the corner.
Well, there's, so when you're at the limit line or the stop sign, you got to pull forward 10, 15 feet to see if it's clear to go across the street.
Well, the city, they're supposed to have, you know, the red markers there. But one of the other issues, though, is that because if somebody has a big vehicle, you can't see.
A field goal?
Now, if they have a big vehicle that's parked there.
Oh, yeah, a big vehicle. Correct. That's what I'm saying. They see a truck or a car parked on the corner. You can't see what's coming until you pull forward, and then you got your nose out in the lane of traffic before you can see if it's clear to proceed.
Right. So it makes it a little dangerous, and you have to crawl out and so forth.
Well, and the trouble is, basically, is the town was never designed to have this many people living in it. The streets on the west side were designed for a town of 10,000 people. And now you're talking 35,000 people got to come around here. We're here, plus tourism. You can't cross Spring Street on a weekend unless there's a signal.
Good morning. And well, happy let's see. It's no, they have more than signals. They have those stops where you press the button and the, you know, the yellow.
Pedestrians.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's plenty to do. I mean, there's enough safety there for people to be able to cross the street. They just have to look, and they have to walk instead
of... Well, it's not so much the pedestrians. If you're in a vehicle trying to get across with a break in traffic, it's hard to get the both directions synchronized with a gap sometimes.
Well...
Yeah, it's just busy. It's just busy. The town's just got way too many people in it for what it was built for.
Well, usually those situations, and if you think about it, are, you know, they're short-lived, and it's not every single day 24 hours.
No, it's not. It's not. And the trouble is, there's no way they can widen the streets. It's just, it is what it is. You can't make them any more than one lane in each direction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just my morning input.
Okay. All right, thanks. All right, let's see here. Speaking of roads, Better Roads for All says it will still be dedicated to advancing half-cent transportation sales tax on the November ballot. Now, they stopped this. This is not the slow cog one. This is a different one. This was a Better Roads for All. San Luis Obispo County was attempting to raise the county sales tax to fund future transportation projects. Well, why don't they go in front of the Board of Supervisors and say, why don't you re-identify what the priorities are in this county when you put homeless at number one and you drop roads to six and you want more money. Now, again, this one is going away. They have gathered enough signatures. However, they have suspended the campaign after discovering some errors on its petition, but this does not mean that the slow cog one will continue, which interesting about this one here for the Better Roads for All of San Luis Obispo County, they only needed the 50%, where the slow cog needs, what, I think, two-thirds. I think. I'm not... I forget. I saw the number here, and oh boy. Anyway, I'll find it, and we'll get back to it. And we have to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The county sheriff's office served a search warrant at a home on the 2200 block of Beach Street in Oceano. 25-year-old Joshua Castilleja of Oceano was arrested for charges related to distribution and possession of child sexual abuse material. Caltrans District 5 held its 36th annual Workers' Memorial Day ceremony yesterday morning on the front lawn of the district office on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo. Since 1921, 195 Caltrans employees have been killed on the job, including 8 in District 5. Yesterday was meant to be a day to honor and pay tribute to the members of families who are killed while serving the people of California. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Fox confirms CENTCOM Admiral Brad Cooper is joining White House briefings today with plans to add firepower to the U.S. naval blockade that's choking Iran on its own oil. After President Trump warned it's going to get worse for them, they cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Axios reports the president is set to be briefed this morning on military options. Quote, CENTCOM has prepared a plan for a short and powerful wave of strikes in Iran, likely including infrastructure targets, in hopes of breaking the negotiating deadlock.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Tel Aviv. Oil prices pulling back a bit, but AAA says pump prices jumped 8 cents a gallon overnight. Detention hearing for the California engineer Cole Allen, charged with attempting to assassinate the president. Federal sources confirmed to Fox the Secret Service agent shot during the Hilton attempt was hit in the bulletproof vest by the suspect's shotgun. Not friendly fire. America's listening to Fox News.
The 10th annual Atascadero Tamale Festival is this Friday and Saturday at the Sunken Gardens. Fiesta Friday kicks off the weekend from 5 to 9 p.m. with live music, tamale vendors open for business, and adult beverages for sale from the Central Coast Zoo Association. Saturday is the main event from 11 to 7 with over 100 vendors, live music and dancers, the famous dancing horses, bounce houses, face painting, chihuahua and pet costume contest, and of course, tamales. More info at visitatascadero.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. High of, with lots of sunshine, about 83. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s, and we'll be right around 83 with lots of sunshine on your Friday. Saturday, we'll get some clouds and sunshine, low 70s. Mid-60s Sunday and Monday, Tuesday 70, upper 70s Wednesday, Thursday, mostly sunny, upper 80s. That's a week from today for those. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:13 a.m., 7:49 p.m., and let's see, we're at 54. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on.
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. All right. Pioneer Day Committee is looking for Pioneer Day Bell nominees for 2026. 17 and 19 years old, living and attending high school in the Paso Templeton area. High school graduating class of 2027. And a family that settled in the Paso Robles area prior to World War Dose, too. Pioneer Day Bells Court at gmail.com. All right, get her done. Also on the community calendar, it's registration closes June 1st. June 1st for what? That's a very good question. Oh, it's the Summer Youth Volleyball. It's open to boys and girls who are entering 3rd through 8th grades. All practices and games will take place Tuesday and or Thursday evenings at the Colony Park Community Center for the duration of the season. Again, you got till June 1st, so figure it out. And, of course, volunteer coaches and sponsors are needed for this league. So the league will begin on June 30th and run through July 30th. And each division is currently set to begin at the following times. 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30. That's based on age. Obviously, the youngsters go first. And practices will begin on the 16th. So sign up for that. And also volunteer coaches and sponsor contact community folks there in the city of Atascadero. Your community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got something for you every day. Check them out. Lots of parking and, again, a beautiful location. Moving right along, time for birthdays and anniversaries at 6 minutes away from eight.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Your valuables, if you need, a new battery, you need something repaired, they'll do it. Just stop by Bella Jewel and their events coming up on the 21st. Go to bellajewel.com. All right, our local celebrities on this Thursday. Let's see here. Matt Carey, Chad Dooley, Brittany Elhart, Carolyn Alonso. We have Debbie Weish, Margaret Hennessy, Jessica Beatty, and Presley Escalante. Those are your local celebrities. Treat them as they should be. On my right-hand side, let's see. The actress, Almyris Brooks. Eve Arden, 1908, 1990. Oh, the Robert Shaw. He was the conductor, not the actor. 1916, 1999. From the Munsters and Car 54, Where Are You? And also a high school recruiting guru, Al Lewis from the Munsters, 1923, 2006. In 1814, we took a little trip. Johnny Horton, 1925, 1960. Cloris Leachman, 1926, 2021. Also on the list, we have the actor Gary Collins, Born Free, 1938, 2012. From Rocky, Burt Young, 1940. 2023, Santo and Johnny, Sleepwalk, the song, instrumental, Johnny Farina, 1941. Always liked Bobby V. Of the teen guys, Paul Anka and all that, always liked him the most. And Bobby Rydell. 1943, passed away in 2016. Jill Claybaugh, 1944, 2010. Guantanamo from the Sandpipers, Richard Schaff, 1944. One of America's great swimmers, Don Scholander, 1946. Onward we go. We just lost this guy a couple of weeks ago. Pretty good baseball player and manager, Phil Garner, 1949. From the Teeth family, Merrill Osmond, 1953. Also on the list, a lot of people didn't like him, but he was one of the best point guards in the history of the hoops. Isaiah Thomas, 1961. Race car guy, Michael Waltrip from the family, 1963. Not a bad baseball player out of Louisiana State, Jeff Rubelay. 1964, everybody's favorite rapper, Turbo B, 1967, all right. Another race car guy, Elliot Sadler, 1975. Who else is here? From the group G-Unit, the rapper Lloyd Banks, 1982. And forgive me if anybody sends me an email. I don't know if any of these folks are in jail or not, so... let's see here. That's it. All right, passing to win this day. The father of the Chicago Blues, Mr. McKinley Morganfield. You know him as Muddy Waters, 1983. Ooh, from Bewitched, Agnes Moorehead passed away in 1974. Also on this day, good riddance to Hitler and Eva, his wife. They committed suicide. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Mary Had a Little Lamb, the author. Sarah Joseph Hale died in 1879. Let's see here. Naomi Judd, 2022. Tom Poston, he was in a lot of the, he was in Newhart and also Mork and Mindy. He was pretty good. He died in 2007. Sergio Leone, the Spaghetti Westerns, Fistful of Dollars, Good, Bad, and the Ugly. 1989, Zorro Guy Williams passed away on this day in 1989. And who else? Is that it? I believe so, yes. All right, going to the top of the list, he won the state championship in high school, won a national championship for Coach Knight at Indiana, and won two NBA championships. Not bad. One of the best point guards ever to play hoops. And what a performance when he messed up his ankle against, that Lakers series years ago. It was pretty heroic. Isaiah Thomas goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Three Paso Robles High School girls have been selected as representatives to the annual California Girls State Program, a civic engagement program that provides students with hands-on experience in government. Julia Cox has been selected as the school's representative, with Lilia Colgrove and Mia Angel as alternates. A collision involving a motorcycle occurred yesterday afternoon northeast of San Miguel. A cyclist hit a fence after losing control of his motorcycle on a patch of gravel. He suffered major injuries. The crash occurred on the 6,000 block of Hog Canyon Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Final Four MVP. He was a finals in the NBA MVP, 12-time All-Star. Also, he averaged 20 points and 10 assists for his career. And quite the career it was. Isaiah goes to the top. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.